If they're turning away from righteousness for righteousness' sake, and for the gospel, if they're turning away from the truth which is in Jesus Christ, the truth of the gospel, if they're turning away because of that, well, then let him be the stumbling stone. Let Christ be the stumbling stone. Let not my liberty become a stumbling block. And that's the point. As you can call it, you know, people will perish, people in the church be turned aside because of what? Because of my knowledge? Let it not be so. Christ died for them. Now, ultimately, if Christ died for someone, they're not going to perish. But, you know, this is, again, this is the, you know, this is a hypothetical. The idea is that we don't want to be doing this. I mean, careful how you use your knowledge. You make people perish. You know, I don't want to be the one by whom death comes. Because then it's like, because then God has ordained me to cause people to stumble, but not Christ. Let them stumble at Christ. If they stumble by my liberty, then I'm going to bring myself into condemnation. Potentially. He says it's sin. When you sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. If you turn aside people with doctrines or knowledge, and doctrines by knowledge, you know, but some sort of, you know, whether it be eating things sacrificed to idols or doctrines that do not, none of these things commend, things that do not commend us to God. Things that do not build up under righteousness. Things that do not build up in the faith. Alright? Things that are just knowledge. Head knowledge. Yeah, there's a place for it. But you can think about the consciences that you're speaking to. I never know who I'm talking to. But you know what? Whatever they're coming from, whatever you're coming from, you know, I hope that, you know, all I can do is hope the Spirit has guided me faithfully to give you a faithful understanding of what the Apostle intended and also to build you up in what you ought to be focusing on. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. I want to seek after answer the question, how might I live eternally? I've sought other questions, and I guess because I have a lot of answers, it's easy for me to say, it's not important. And I know it's tempting to want to look into things. And you know what? You have liberty to do so. You do. You absolutely have liberty to look into all matters of everything. But careful that your fleshly mind be not puffed up in that knowledge. That can be very deadly. It will cause sin. You can wound people's consciences and sin against Christ. So if my meat make my brother to offend, which means to stumble, I believe. Let me see if I have a note on it. Yeah. Scandalizo, to stumble. I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. Meaning, again, for your brother, you go to all lengths. And to try to emphasize this, I have gone to all lengths. The point I even would, whatever. Anyways, we'll continue chapter 9. We're kind of out of these. Well, there's a certain, the next chapter I think is a, he's moving into a new thing. But anyways, I don't usually examine the chapters ahead of time. I think we've sufficiently covered chapter 9.